Blog Talk Radio.
It's IWS Radio featuring Guy on Your Dick, Slutterball Scott, Kirk Douglas, Bobby Kraft, Meditations by Martin, Reverend Moneymaker, Dixie Ozark, Paul Pyatt, and Stubby Stonehenge. Special guest star, Schmoop, with musical guest, Mrs. Louise and the Iceman.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
And now, straight from the bar, your hosts, Matt Man and J-Man.
Hola, and welcome to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid, a.k.a. IWS Radio. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas, and sitting right next to me, a few hundred miles to my north-northeast, a man who comes in just the right serving size to satisfy everyone's appetite, the Matt Man.
Yay, Maddie. You are the best, Maddie. The serving size on your comedy is never enough. Yay, Maddie. Go get 'em, Tiger.
Cheers, everybody. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs in, here in Bagwine, Ohio. And J-Man, I sense some sarcasm in that little applause there.
Yeah. I did too. I sensed a waning enthusiasm.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that little sound file is like a microcosm of real life.
It's kind of like a audio hostage tape. Someone
uh-huh.
was being forced to do it. But nonetheless.
Yeah.
I do come in the right size, and I thank you, and I appreciate you for recognizing that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're totally welcome.
Yes. So how's things going with you? How's things down in God's country today, Jamie?
Well, I tell you what. Oh, it was a gorgeous day yesterday.
Was it?
Oh, it was beautiful. Temperatures were in the 70s. It was like 52 degrees when I got up yesterday. It was wonderful. Going to turn a little warm again here for the foreseeable future, back up into the mid to upper 80s, but yesterday was a nice day. Late night last night, though. Late night.
Yes.
Late night. Well, I have to stay up to make sure that the blog post goes live at 11
mm-hmm.
p.m. Central. It's just kind of a thing I got. If I go to bed, I'll lie there and worry about it. So it went live, and well, hell, I was up, and I figured, what the hell, I'll watch the Mayweather-Canelo fight. And
really?
Then it was over, and I thought, well, hell, I'll watch the rest of this Arizona State-Wisconsin game. It is pretty
exciting.
What
was up with that? I heard controversy surrounding
it. Oh, it was a wacky finish, Matt. Wacky.
I heard the refs were involved.
They were. It was, well, Arizona State with some rather questionable clock management, and then Wisconsin with some rather questionable ideas on how to run it, the clock down at the end. But the quarterback, he takes a snap. There's like 18 seconds left,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to center the ball, get in the center of the field and down it right there.
Right.
And then they were going to snap again, spike the ball, which would kill the clock, and then come out and try to kick a game-winning field goal.
Right.
Well, quarterback banged into his own in the center, and he kneeled down, but it looked like he was kneeling against the center, and he just set the ball down on the field.
Oh.
Well, from behind, you could see that his knee touched. So the referee knew that his knee had touched, and he called it a dead ball. But the umpire apparently didn't see that and was standing over the ball, and, well, a couple of Arizona State players thought it was a fumble, so they jumped on it. Then two of them got up, and one of them wouldn't get up, and the umpire's got his jersey telling him to get up, and I don't know, the clock ran out.
Well, there you go.
And I don't know, karma for all those asshole Wisconsin fans that can't shut up. So, there you go.
Yeah, well, these things happen. Sounds like they made the right call.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with the call. I don't know if it was the right call, but it was. I'm fine with it.
Nothing good can happen when you're down on your knees.
That's right. That's right.
That's what my mama always told me.
Yeah. You know, all those Wisconsin fans telling me after, you know, Brett Bielema left Wisconsin, come to Arkansas, oh, have fun losing games to teams you should beat on really weird and wacky situations. Well, turns out it's more of a Wisconsin thing than a Bielema thing, apparently.
A Wisconsin thing.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Minnesota.
The cheeseheads.
Yeah.
The cheeseheads up there.
Speaking of cheeseheads. Speaking of cheeseheads, we got a lot in the chat room, Jamie.
We
did. A couple guests and Sue.
Excellent.
And of course we have the uber lovely Jamie.
How you doing, huh? Yeah.
Hey.
Listening in from Canada.
In her bed.
And you're going
to.
Lying there in bed in her Victoria's Secret. Oh, yeah. You see what Drew Peacock has got something to say about that. And you're going to hear from Jamie here in a little while, folks.
I know. This is going to be huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big.
First ever Canada report. I almost said Canada.
Yeah. Big Canada. First international report that's really an international report from a real live international person.
I know. I have a question about that, though. Does she have to do it both in English and French? Is that a law?
Well, you know that. I started to ask her if she spoke French, but then I didn't because, I mean, how much can you ask of a person, really?
Right.
I mean, we're not the type of people that just keep asking for more and more and more of people.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Enjoying the nice cold Pepsi here.
You're only one of the day, so I've heard.
Except on Sundays. Get to have an extra
I knew
one.
That was coming. I knew it. I thought you were going to say the weekend, but that's okay. Okay.
Well, it would be okay to do two on Saturday also.
Yeah.
But on the weekdays, it's one Pepsi late afternoon while watching the Pioneer Woman on Food Network. And tell you, folks, as I think I have said before, if the Pioneer Woman isn't redneck enough for you Paula Deen fans, I just don't know what to tell you. Because, man, she can pour the butter and sugar to anything she's making with the best of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm back on the no bread thing again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, kind of. Except like you on the Pepsi. On the weekends, bread's good.
Okay.
Yeah, but during the week, oh, my goodness. Shorts getting a little tight, J-Man.
No brat burgers during the week.
Well, yeah, just on a plate. No, not on those delicious onion buns.
Oh, man.
God.
I know it. That's rough to just sit there and think, I could be having an onion bun with this.
I know. And the worst thing is there's always some left the next day, so I have to have one before I go into the beer mine at lunch.
Uh-huh.
Another onion bun, another broad burger.
And then you get to the beer mine and you find that side dish has sent you some mac and cheese
or some deep fried potatoes or lasagna, Sidekick Debbie.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of lasagna, I was watching Trisha Yearwood on Food Network, and she made a black bean lasagna.
Really? That sounds good. I love black beans.
Ooh, it did look pretty good. Although, she made it with tofu.
Oh, boy, here we go. And this is starting to get into one of our topics of the day, which is food and the food police.
And why don't we have a police siren sound effect? That's unfortunate that we don't have that. Is the
we
food
could have
police
had the forethought to do that, but you know we're busy people.
We are.
Our staff could have come up with that, but no, they didn't.
Could have been helpful.
Yeah.
None of them were. Yep. But yes, the food police. The sirens are going, and they would like to discuss that tofu thing with you.
Oh, boy. If it was black bean lasagna, but she used tofu, did she at least, you know, form the tofu into black beans?
No. The tofu was in there with the black beans to give
it
a little
more. Oh, so the tofu was
the meat
of the matter.
Yeah. Yeah, the black beans and the tofu gave it the texture.
Gave it the heft.
Yeah, to make you think you're eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I bet you used low-fat ricotta, too.
Oh, God. You know, why do you do it then? Just don't make it. Eat a freaking eggplant and oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've made black bean burgers before, but not because to eat healthy, just because of a change. It's kind of fun. It's kind of nice. Getting your hands in the beans and all that.
Yeah. Your impeccably clean hands that you're mushing the beans together and forming the patty.
Exactly. And then I put it on a bun with tomato and pickle and a half gallon of mayonnaise. It's very healthy.
Delicious.
It's great.
The kids will love it.
Of course, I don't mind the serving size on the jar of mayonnaise that says like a quarter teaspoon. I put a couple. Eight tablespoons of mayonnaise.
Now, is this mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
Oh, you don't. Well, and we got a little laugh from the studio audience.
Oh dear.
We don't mention Miracle Whip in this house.
Oh dear, what happened?
We need
to hear this story.
Oh, Miracle Whip is. Oh no, that's nothing but. That's air. That's like Michelob Ultra of mayonnaise. We go with mayonnaise. Eggs, oil, there you go.
But Miracle Whip has a little zing to it.
Yes. Oh, have you ever tried the olive oil Miracle Whip?
No.
It's not bad, but no. There's nothing like mayonnaise. Nothing like real mayonnaise.
Oh. Hellman's?
Hellman's is good.
Yeah. No, I didn't
Kraft
know. I
better.
Didn't know that. Of course, Kraft is always better.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that there was a Miracle Whip situation there at the Bagwine Digs. Almost as huge as the Hamburger Helper situation.
Don't get me started. which is funny in Ohio. We're a rarity in Ohio because most people in Ohio, Miracle Whip, mayonnaise are the same thing. No.
Right.
Not here. Not here in the sovereign state of Bagwine.
Well, you know, yeah. Actually, pretty much everywhere, if you say mayo on something, they're putting Miracle Whip on it that I know of.
Oh, I know.
I don't know.
Well, there's a friend of mine on Facebook. He runs a fairly successful food cart, you know, it goes down to the businesses and does fairs and stuff, and I would never buy anything off him. He seems like a nice guy, I should, but I saw on his little counter there the condiment was Miracle Whip. So, no, I would never. Oh. No, I would never patronize his food court.
So you're saying he has a roach coach?
It's a very nice roach coach.
Okay. We used to either call it the Chuck Wagon or the Roach Coach.
I'll tell you what, Jay, that's a big business, especially in... Especially in Columbus. These people clean up.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Of course, now, when I lived in San Antonio, man, we had the taco carts everywhere. And, oh, man.
Yeah.
The old taco trucks, man. My car just went to them by itself.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm just driving along, all of a sudden, it's got the turn signal on, car pulls in, I'm in front of a taco truck. There's
exactly.
Mexican music on the radio.
And they only work like 3 hours a day, and they make, $600-700 a day.
Yeah, we used to have the old Bodacious Barbecue in his barbecue cart truck thing. And he's gone out of business, and... very, very sad about that.
I guess he didn't make $600 or $700 a day, evidently.
I think he retired. I think he retired to Hawaii, and he's probably hanging out wherever they do their topless equality rallies now.
Probably selling Spam sandwiches as a side gig.
Uh-huh. Yeah. turned in his barbecue for a Spam and pineapple. Stand.
Which goes great with topless chicks.
Of course it does.
And we've had a few more guests wander into the room, so welcome.
I noticed that.
Oh,
welcome to them.
Jay.
Oh, look who's in the chat room.
Did you see who's in there?
Unbelievable.
The Rock Dog.
The Rock Dog is in the chat room.
Yeah.
And you know what? He retweeted us this morning, too. So
did he?
That was nice of him. And everybody go and follow at Mr. Rock Dog. And I tell you what, he's a published author.
I know.
And he's got a new short story thriller called Earl's Sundries. And it's available at Amazon. And you know what? You should go buy it. Everybody should buy it.
Everyone.
I don't care even if you don't have a Kindle, go get it anyway.
Exactly.
Throw
the Rock Dog a bone and buy his short story.
Hell
although
yeah.
Earl Sundries, that sounds a little sexual.
Well, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right. A little excited there by the Rock Dog. Got me going.
Yeah. Makes me want to bark at the moon. Any more cliches we could throw out real quick?
Everybody go pet the Rock Dog.
Go pet the Rock Dog.
Who's a good boy?
Get his tail a wagging.
He scratches his belly and his leg will twitch.
That sounds like something Drew Peacock would say.
Yeah. All right. Well, I tell you what, it was a big sports week.
Oh, I know.
Huge, huge sports week. You know, and I mentioned, the Mayweather fight last night and the late night Arizona State game and, of course, Arkansas and Notre Dame with monster wins yesterday over powerful opponents.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you, we've done a little switcheroo for the folks here.
Oh, I
want a little variety for everybody. So this week, Slider Ballscock is over in the Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirk Douglas is in the Sports Center.
I know. It's wacky.
It is wacky. And Kirk
we're trying
is here
to make our staff more diverse.
That's right. We're looking for diversity here. And Kirk is ready to deliver the sports.
All right.
Hello, sports fans. Kirk Douglas here, taking Slider Ballscock's spot to win the sports this week for IWS Radio. Don't worry, though. I put a towel down on this seat before I sat on it. In the big game of the week yesterday, we found that while Texas A&M's Johnny Manziel may be an irresistible force on offense, the Aggies' defense sure as hell isn't an immovable object, as Bama beat A&M 49-42. No word on whether Bama QB AJ McCarron's hot-ass girlfriend was in the stands for the game, though. In other sports news, it looks like the National League Central is once again the most exciting division in baseball. Fuck it. Nobody watches baseball. Perhaps the last great prize fighter, Floyd Money Mayweather, put his junior welterweight belt on the line last night against Saul Canelo Alvarez in what could possibly be the last really big fight we see for a while. I have no idea who won because the fight started way past my bedtime. Maybe Matt or Jay could tell you, or you could just Google it. Let's see what else happened this week. Oh, hair. The U.S. men's national soccer team earned a spot in the 24 World Cup hosted by poverty-ravaged Brazil with a thrilling 2-0 victory over Mexico in front of a huge, raucous crowd in Columbus, Ohio, earlier this week. I guess there's not much going on in Columbus on the weeknights. In NFL news, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to pop some popcorn and grab a beer and kick back and enjoy the hell out of this Jaguars-Raiders game coming up from beautiful and exotic Oakland, California this afternoon. What a matchup of American tackle football titans this game is going to be. I probably should take a nap before kickoff to make sure I'm rested up for all the action. Well, that's all the sports news worth reporting this week. With me, Kirk Douglas, and not Slider Baldcock, in the IWS World Media Entertainment Sports Center.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
There you go. And for the folks who are wondering, Mayweather did win the fight last night.
Yes, he did. Unanimous decision.
Majority decision.
Oh, is that what it was? Is there a
one of the judges scored it a draw, which is
very odd, very weird.
Even the judges who scored it for Mayweather seemed to have not really, paid much attention to the fight. Mayweather probably won 9 of the rounds, and they only gave him 8. Anyway.
Sounds like a little Mexican mafia thing going on there.
Something going on. A little integrity problems with boxing judges. That's a shocking development right there.
Yeah, I think they were acting a little fast and furious.
They might have been.
I'll tell you
what.
Kirk mentioned the World Cup in Columbus, the qualifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I had dinner with him.
Oh, you did?
Well, Columbus is just, 45 minutes from here, so.
Sure.
Yeah, we got together and had a nice steak dinner about 1:30 in the afternoon Thursday, and it was really nice.
Well, all right, then.
All right.
Well, Kirk's a great guy to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another great guy who's hanging out in our chat room here. Hadn't been around the last couple of weeks. Mr. Brown Beasley's here.
Well, Mr. Brown Beasley, how are you doing?
All right. And I do believe he's on the line with us, and the little blue question mark is up, so.
Yes, it is.
He has some thoughts.
111, you're with Stupid.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good
All
morning.
All right. I feel like football. I feel like football. The fight bored me to death.
Are you all grainy and you have threads on you? Or you feel like
the fight bored me to death. I actually got tickets for the Raiders today.
Ooh.
I don't want to go. I have to get up. My car has to get started. I mean, I got to get a jump. I got to call AAA. I got this little older, cute little sports car Mercedes. I don't even know where the fuck the battery is. I hope the retard that they send out to give me a jump. Then I'm going to drive to the BART. You guys know what the BART is? It's like the Bay Area Rapid Transit. So I don't have to pay $30.
Bay Area Rapid Transit. Hell yeah.
There you go.
That's right. So I got to ride
Recently
to the BART.
Recently on strike, but no longer.
Hello? You know this guy knows what's up. So
yeah,
then I got
to
drive
to
the
NPR.
And then, right now, well, you're right on cue here. I mean, you're right on point. Then I got to take the train to the. I got to take the train to the station in Oakland. You know, Oakland's not safe. You know,
no.
But it's cool. We're gonna go. We're gonna go. I got two tickets. You know, you can't get anyone to do anything sometimes. You know, I've offered people to want to go and everything, and I, you know, when it. So I'm going to go. I don't know. Maybe I'll try and hawk the ticket, scalp them or something. And then maybe get a seat. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll sell the tickets and come bring my little chubby ass back home. How about Breaking Bad comes on tonight. I don't know if you guys have been following Breaking Bad, but that shit is radical. It is radical. You guys Breaking Bad fans and all?
I have not been watching it.
But let's not talk about that shit.
I
talking about football. Now, did I just miss Slider Ballscock?
Oh, well, you missed Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas did the sports this week. We pulled
an old... No, let me stop. That's not fucking funny.
We did a switcheroo. Kirk Douglas did sports.
Well, I want to thank everybody for... That's fucked up. That is fucked up. It's nothing sacred. Kurt Douglas is about 120 years old and everything. And I got the nerve to get up here on Sunday. I hope something nothing bad happens to me today because I'm making fun of guys. We're on the thing now.
Kurt Douglas, they kind of spits all over everything.
So Michael Douglas and his wife are separated. And here it is. Guy's got millions of dollars. He had, like, stage 7 cancer and stage 5 is death. So when he said, hey, I'm cured, you know, hey, I don't have that shit no more, like some Magic Johnson type shit. I was, like, surprised. That's like money buys everything. Then his wife is bipolar, and that's, like, code word for crazy as fuck, you know? So also his son was selling meth and is a meth addict in New York, and they begged for him. He got some type of federal mandatory minimum of a 10-year thing. And they did something, you know. And he only got 4.5 years. I don't know how the hell you do that, because obviously he's got a lot of money and they're not, like, black or Mexican or brown or anything. Not that they get discriminated against, but it is what it is. I mean, statistics stand up. So let's tell you what his dumbass son does, since you brought up Kirk Douglas. His dumbass son gets in there... And he still wants to party. Fuckhead, you're in jail. So they catch his son with drugs, and then they extended his term up to 10 years. It's not all good in paradise and everything. And then, you know, when he calls his dad for advice, his dad, you know, says, well, I don't know, son. Maybe you ought to, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Someone's fucking your wife, and probably someone's fucking your son. Just be careful you don't get fucked next.
I'm
in rare form this morning. I'll let you
know. You're a little wound up today, Beasley.
You got some energy this morning.
I had a good night's rest and some sleep. And, you know, let's get ready for some football.
You probably had a bottle of papaya juice, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, papaya juice. It's straight black coffee. I'm out of creamer. I'm going to have another one, dude. We're going to get this party started.
You can't insult Kirk Douglas too much because Jay already did that. Jay, what did your mom say when you did your first Kirk Douglas?
I did the Kirk Douglas. Yeah, I did the Kirk Douglas, and my mother listened to it, and she said, you know, the only problem with it is you need to speak slower. People who've had a stroke don't talk that fast.
So you mean, well...
She was so appalled, Beasley.
Well, that yeah. Well, she probably knows.
Bad
you know,
son,
work.
Bad.
That was Spartacus and everything. He was a pretty,
yeah.
you know,
oh,
a,
yeah.
a good. He's a pretty good actor. That you know, yeah. it's not really tasteful to make fun of him. He is 122 years old. And
well, he's all we can make fun of.
We don't make fun
he's
of him.
Celebrate
we celebrate him.
Well, that you know,
we do tributes to him.
Now I feel better. I think it's really amazing that. He and I were doing that at the same time. It's almost like, you know, how the Egyptians were building pyramids and they found out that the Mayans over there were building pyramids on the peninsula of Mexico at the same time. Here it is, both of us. I honestly swear on the Bible that I did not hear him, you know, mimic or Kirk Douglas, that we thought of that individually. But what happened? How's Slider Balfcock doing?
Well, J-Man, should we check out the weather?
Well, we should do that. Let's hear what Slider's got for us
you
in
know,
the weather
since
department.
Beasley's all strung out on caffeine, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
No, that's off. I don't.
Oh, that's okay.
Again.
We don't judge.
No,
we don't judge.
No, I have to admit that sometimes I'm a troll and a liar. So, but I like you guys.
Okay, well, Slider's taking Kirk Douglas's place on doing the weather, so let's check the weather forecast.
Hi, weather fans. Slider Balscock coming at you live from aside the raging and angrily waters of Boulder Creek here in the big sky state of Colorado. I'm doing the old switcheroo today with our weather guy, Kirk Douglas, and bringing you today's weather forecast. Here in Colorado, it's going to be rainy once again with an 80% chance of mud in your living room. So make sure you put your TV on stilts so you can still catch your beloved Denver Broncos tangle with the San Francisco Giants later this afternoon. In Redneckville, Arkansas, summer is clinging to life like Ariel Sharon, as temps will be in the low to mid 80s all week with a good chance of hit and miss showers most days. Or in weatherman terminology, it may or may not rain. The forecast for Bagwine, Ohio will be pretty much the same as in Arkansas, although the temps will be slightly lower, and it may or may not be as wet or dry as Redneckville. And to our friends north of south of the border, keep an eye to the sky as Hurricane Ingrid is spinning around like a hurling dervish in the Gulf of New Mexico, waiting for someone to dare her. This is Slider Balscock next to Boulder Creek in Boulder, Colorado, asking what everyone wants to know, which boulder came first, the creek or the city? And for more great IWS radio with Jay and Matt, you stay right there.
This is God Almighty, and when I need an almighty laugh, I listen to I'm With Stupid on Long Talk Radio.
There we go.
There you go.
Wow, asking you shall receive.
There
yep.
you go.
Did he say,
yeah,
did
you
he
asked,
say,
yeah.
Did he say hanging on to life like Ariel Sharon?
Yes.
Ariel Sharon.
Well, Ariel Sharon, he gets it a little mixed
he's
up.
Still alive. He's still alive, right?
Well,
I tell you what.
Well, yeah, I mean, he just hasn't been in the news. You know,
well,
I do a great Ariel Sharon imitation. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, do it.
All right, one, two, three.
Boop. 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 Boop.
It's hard to do this when you're on so much coffee. So,
well, you know what?
I'm done.
Amazingly enough, we have a direct line to Ariel Sharon's room at the hospice there in Israel.
I swear to God, this is my favorite show. I just vibe with you, dude.
In fact, let's just check in real quick. Let's open that mic. There we go.
Hey, you know something? My imitation wasn't that far off. This is,
sounded pretty happy today,
like,
actually.
We're having some cosmic connections here, dude. This is not normal.
We are.
This is not normal. This is some cosmic type of connections. Unbelievable.
Yeah, a little scary.
It's a little scary. It's a little scary.
Well, I wanted to tell you,
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Finish your thought there.
No, my thought got caught and lost in oblivion right now.
Well, I was going to go back to Catherine Zeta-Jones when you mentioned her being bipolar. And I remember seeing that headline, and it said Catherine Zeta-Jones was bi, and I thought, oh, how you doing? Yeah. And then I saw the polar part, and I said, oh, no, get away. But most women are bipolar, so what are you going to do?
Right, but she's probably like bipolar on steroids and everything. Can you imagine, God, you got to kind of feel sorry for Michael Douglas. I mean, he's having a harder time. I mean, than that crazy Glenn Close broad chasing him down and killing the rabbit in the water at the end of the movie. I mean, God, he's having a hard time. No, look, you got stage 7 cancer. All of a sudden, you beat it or you put it on the side. He looks really like, pale. He looks probably, similar, to Ariel Sharon. Your son, goes away to prison, and then you get him, you use your influence and your money to get him a better deal than God gave Noah, and look what happens there. He fucks that up. And then your wife's fucking flipping out, going goddamn crazy on you and everything. Turned into Morticia Adams or something. And then, you call your dad to get some advice, and he tells you, I mean, fuck. Fuck. Being a movie star is not all it's cracked out to be. I mean,
it's a rough life. It's a rough life.
Well, you got to admit, he's probably had it easy, but the shit is, that's like everything hitting all the fan at once.
Yeah. Well, the Douglas dollars still flow, so.
Gordon Gekko.
Yep.
It's karma for Gordon Gekko.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not too bad off.
Yeah.
No, not money-wise, but he's probably an emotional wreck.
Oh, yeah. I'd hate to be an emotional wreck with all that money. I'd just hate it. I would hate it.
Yeah, what sucks is being an emotional wreck without all that money, right?
Right.
Then you
can have
problems.
Yeah, you can have all those things, Yes, I didn't think about it like that. I just have a little compassion. To your mom.
I'm afraid we just can't have any compassion here.
No, it's all right. It's Sunday too. Now, how did you work this out with your mom as far as, the whole thing with Kirk Douglas and this your play for comedy?
She just rolled her eyes and shook her head like she always does.
She already knows about you, though, right? I mean, this is not like...
Yeah, I'm her son.
All right, good.
All
right.
About me.
It's nice.
I would hope she'd know about him.
Nah, you never know. You never know. He might be playing Eddie Haskell. Yes, Mom, absolutely, Mom. Good afternoon, Mom. Nice to see you, Mom. And then go out and do his shenanigans and everything,
Hey, that's one of our favorite words.
Shenanigans.
All right. That's third time's a charm, huh?
In fact, I think I used it on today's post, J-Man, on our Person of the Week post.
Oh.
Which you can read at IWSradio.com.
I bet you Mr. Beasley is a big fan of Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
That's the dumb conservative broad that's uptight on The View. I've seen her before. Yeah, she's a trip. She's a trip. She needs to get laid a lot more often.
Well, that's what she said about her husband.
I think she's been laid four times. The four times, four kids.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's batting 1,000.
Well, they only have sex for the purpose of procreation.
Well, she's got a little duggard in her, evidently.
She actually said that?
No.
No, we did.
No, I made it up.
No, but I guess that's the only reason to have sex.
I guess so.
Really?
The only reason that. Well, according to some.
Yeah.
According to some. I bumped into someone on one of those conservative right shows, and I was very polite and nice, and I let her go on until she said Obama was a socialist communist. And I said, oh, that's interesting, because those are two different things. Which one is he? Well, you know, he's socialist communist. I said, well, would you mind giving me a definition of socialism? And she said, you know, socialism, that's that thing that's in between capitalism and communism. I said, whoa, never heard that definition before. I said, do you want to just give it another try? Now, here it is. She has a computer in front of her. She can Google it and find out. But in her ignorant arrogance, she went on to say, are you guys ready to sit down? She
right.
said, you know, socialism is that thing that, like, Mussolini was doing in Italy, like, in the 30s. And I said, ah, I got you, lady.
Yep.
And I proceeded to tear into her, and she called me, whatever. It didn't work out good, you know. She took offense to it, of being corrected, but never mind. It happens that way. It sounds like something Elizabeth Hasselbeck will say, you know.
Yeah. Those things always end badly.
Didn't she like resign from the show or something?
She left The View so that she could go to Fox News and take over for Gretchen Carlson,
who sadly passed away. We have sources.
Yeah, and I don't know what Elizabeth can do. I mean, she's got a lot to live up to. The Gretchen
she's
Carlson.
She's got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
big
she does.
High
I mean,
heels
I don't know. Nobody's ever going to match the old terrorist fist bump thing that Gretchen did with the video of Barack and Michelle Obama doing the fist bump. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the black power. They're taking over. They'll be having black power rallies in the. Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. The new Black Panthers.
The new Black Panther
Party.
I'll
tell you what, J-Man and Beasley, this would be an excellent time, now that she has passed, to say hello to Ms. Hasselbeck and say goodbye to the late, great Gretchen Carlson.
Let's do it.
What's the role of an anchor during huge breaking news? You remember growing up? You tuned to the television, and that one moment during the year, they would have to carry a story all along. It's the same thing as being the president of the United States.
Well,
the silent thing that nobody's really talking about here is the reason that he was saying the middle name
which
so
is?
Time, Hussein, is because the connotation is that Barack Obama is a Muslim, potentially. So, obviously, the voting age is 18, and the election, you know, the election date, I understand that. I mean, the fact that you could even pull out the number 12, hats off to you. But what do you make about the fact that you got the voting age wrong? Have you ever felt that way, where you just want to deck somebody?
I am tolerant. I'm all for free speech and free rights, just not on December 25th.
Well,
I don't want to be called
Smith.
A dope by you.
You know, when I looked up czar in the dictionary, or Googled it, the word that came up was king. And I was wondering to myself why we are having so many czars / kings now in America. Does anyone have the answer for me?
But you know, as you think through this process, if you're a parent, a lot of kids go to activities after school, so imagine what would happen to all those small businesses. I mean, they might go by the wayside if kids were suddenly going to school till later hours
right.
in the day.
I would just wanted to see how much of an insult it was to be called an ignoramus. Since I didn't know what it meant, I just Googled it. It's an ignorant lawyer. We all know Barack Obama is a lawyer, so Chavez was saying that he was an ignorant lawyer. Before you know it, this country will just be called half of North America. Okay?
Right.
Because, oh, no, wait, we can't say America either. What will we say? What will we call this country when we can't say America anymore?
Well, that's why our show is so successful, though. I mean, I don't know. You guys tell me what you think, because a lot of it we just sort of make up.
I really don't want to go out on a Friday as a dope.
This is Fox and Friends' Steve Doocy, and when I'm not on the curvy couch with Brian and Gretch, or not polishing the zippers on Roger Ailes' britches, I listen to I'm with Stupid on the BTR Network.
A lot of it we just make up.
I know.
You know, and what's great about that is that's why this show is superior to Gretchen's show, is because we don't make shit up.
No, we just tell it how it is.
Well, Matt Man probably has more brains in his pinky toe nail than she has in her whole body. She's definitely blonde, and she didn't really die. She just parted from the show. But
really?
She didn't really die. I know who she was.
Holy
I didn't
cow,
know
you know what?
Hold on, Beasley. Oh, God.
Wrong one. Breaking news.
Gretchen Carlson is not dead. She merely moved to a different time slot.
And you know what? She's taking over at 9 p.m. Eastern, which means it must have been Sean Hannity who died.
Oh, what a shame.
That's good news. That's wow. Kirk Douglas lives on, though.
Of course. Always.
Always, and forever.
And every December 31st, Dick Clark lives on.
Man, I miss Dick Clark.
Shit.
I liked him.
Shoot.
I miss Dick Clark. Gretchen Carlson is like a real blonde. She's like very.
Isn't she the Stanford educated one?
Yes.
She really went to Stanford?
Graduated from Stanford.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. She must be dumbing it down for the audience.
When Matt told me
Let me go back and check.
You know, when Matt first told me that, I thought, no, he means Sanford or Samford or
something Sanford
like
and
that.
Son, right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Sanford, Mississippi, School for the Blind. No, come on. It can't be true. Hold on a second.
Sanford.
She has a very Palin. She reminds me of Sarah Palin.
Saying she's Paleolithic?
I guess that's something to do with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. I'm just saying she comes off as a real dumb blonde. That's what I'm really saying.
She's pretty stupid.
A little bit.
Right. I mean, at least in
my
idea.
That's what all blondes are. She just happens to be.
No.
And blonde.
Dude, I don't see anything. Oh, no, alma mater. Excuse me. I stand correct. You guys are right.
Uh-huh.
Stand corrected. Stanford University Sociology was also.
Of course we're right.
Hold on. She was Miss America. There
yeah.
she is.
Yeah.
From 1989.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we're right. We're a highly respected news program here.
We're
fair
and balanced here. We do our research.
I don't know. You guys are cool. You're among my favorites, but I don't put you past the curveball. Even in football season, that sounded almost unbelievable, and you guys are right on point. She went to she graduated cum laude.
That she did.
Exactly. Right, at Stanford University degree, so it's like. Just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah.
All
the boys at the soda shop do.
I bet. Yes, right. She's from Anoka, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And
Minnesota.
She's not bad looking.
Oh boy. You're wrong there. We have a divergence. Can you imagine waking up to that thing without makeup? Holy cow.
Oh, I bet she has on a lot of makeup.
And if any other people out there in the audience who have a lot of makeup on would like to call in, you can do so on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
You know, I got to get up and got to get ready. I got to travel to this game and everything. I don't know if I want to do this, but I'm going to go. Hey, guys. It's been good. Remember, Brown Beasley knows not to overstay his welcome. He said, I liked when I did that the first time you said, now that's a guy that we like having around here. He knows when to end the call. You got to love that. You got to love that. Great talking to you guys. Hope your team wins today. Enjoy your day, and we'll be in touch with you real soon.
One last thing, Beasley. I'm going to fire up my SST, so save that ticket for me. I'll be out there in 2 hours.
There you go. All right. It's cool. You could drive to the place. We could split the parking. $30 to park. That's crazy.
No, no, you're paying for that.
It's the least I can do.
All right, man.
Until we meet again. In the words of Adrian Shalom, in the words of Ariel Sharon, he probably never said this. Peace. In the words of Kirk Douglas, see you later. Deuces.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, man.
Later. All right.
See ya.
Great call from Brown Beasley, everyone.
Hey.
We're going to have to get him his own theme music.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Something they would enjoy in Oakland. And don't get stabbed on the way to the game or at the game. I like that Bay Area Rapid Transit. They put that rapid in there, you know, just to let you pretend that you're getting someplace quickly.
It should be BAMT. Bay Area Moderate Transit.
All right. So, well, that was great.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go. Now, I tell you what, we got the our big topic of the day is we're going to stand up to these serving size terrorists.
Oh, my goodness.
That have taken over the food industry. And the Michelle Obama, the Michael Bloomberg, Mika Brzezinski type.
Who want
to tell us, oh, no, one little can of soup serves 2.5 servings.
Yes.
No. One can of soup, one bowl. It fits in the bowl.
Exactly,
one serving.
It does. Even with crackers, it still fits.
That's right. You could put which is the canned chili. But it goes in one bowl, crackers and cheese, and it all fits.
Yep. It's amazing how that happens.
In fact, I was looking in the cabinets, Matt.
Really?
And I was looking at some of these things, some of these serving sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Club crackers. 4 crackers. That's all you're allowed to have. That's your serving size.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. You know, and what's ridiculous about it is I have cut off 8 slices of cheddar cheese.
It's like the hot dogs and the bun. They just don't mesh.
It's all so confusing. They use math to confuse us, and if they confuse us, they can control us.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, you mentioned that soup thing. That's really been bugging me, so I think we need to call the Campbell Soup Company.
Okay.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We're glad to hear from you. If you're calling with a medical emergency, you should press 1. All
medical
other callers should press 2.
Wow.
What?
Sorry, but our system didn't pick up your response. Would you try that again, please? Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We're glad to hear from you. If you're calling with a medical emergency, you should press 1. All other callers should press 2.
Oh, I don't think we can do that through this system, can we?
For some reason, we're still not able to recognize your...
Okay.
Well, that was not helpful.
No, that didn't work out at all.
Still kind of funny.
Yeah, well... We'll try to get somebody from Campbell Soup on
to explain
some kind
this.
Of. And they can,
you know where we
they
can
defend
today.
This outrage.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Schmoopster. You know what she said to me this morning?
Oh dear.
other than F you. You know what she said to me this morning?
What?
She said, why are you bothering, wasting time calling Campbell's? This is all about the secret government, the FDA.
Oh, yes. The FDA.
Yes. So maybe we should get...
Yeah, the ones that tell us that 3 ounces of steak is enough.
Yeah. So maybe we
three
should call them.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Thank you for calling the corporate headquarters of Registrar Corp. We are unable to take your
what?
Call at this time. Please leave a message with your name and phone number.
Who are these people?
Return your call promptly. For immediate assistance, live help is provided on our website, www.registrarcorp.com. Or you may call us during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to assisting you with all of your FDA compliance needs.
Yeah, this is Matt Man and J-Man's with me.
Hola.
And we're wondering why a can of soup is 2.5 servings and a bag of chicken nuggets is 4 nuggets. And
one sausage patty is a serving.
It's just ridiculous.
And we're starving because we're following the guidelines.
You know, could you get back with us at 661-244-9852 and make it quick? Because I don't know how long I'll be here. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Focus. 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 How many bloody 3-ounce burgers there are?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Cornworm in your potato skins.
And you know what I wonder if... I wonder if there's anything like this in Canada. I wonder what they're up to.
I don't know.
Up there. I think I think right now would be a good time to get a little Canada report in and reset the show.
Yeah, maybe the Canada report could send a little fresh air down to me.
Yeah, maybe so. And, of course, the Canada report is starring. How you doing, Miss Jane?
Yes.
So, everybody, what's going on north of the border?
A.
A. Hello, you hosers. Jamie here, your favorite Canuck, reporting from the Hammer with my first Canada report. It's getting on towards the middle of September, so that means we Canadians need to get busy. We have to make sure our snowblowers are in tip-top working order, as the first snowfall of the season isn't too far away, eh? In addition to that, we need to take our cars to Canadian Tire, have them winterized, and get new snow tires, along with new winter clothing, gloves, toques, and long johns. Canadian winters ain't no joke, you guys. We're also gearing up for the holidays, as Thanksgiving is right around the corner on Monday, October 14th. Hope you've already bought your airline tickets for your fun and exciting trip home. Remember, you can fly Air Canada from Toronto to Montreal for $1,300 round trip. But if you're lucky enough to be spending the holidays in a warmer climate, you can fly from Toronto to Kingston, Jamaica for only 267 loonies. What a bargain, eh? Better than the holidays, though, is the fact that hockey season starts in 2 weeks. Man, I sure hope Danny's No Frills doesn't run out of Lay's Ketchup Chips opening weekend again this year. We don't need another riot breaking out. Last year, those crazy hockey fans really embarrassed us by tipping over 2 10-gallon garbage cans that were sitting out front of a Tim Hortons. I mean, I know they were mad, and I was too, but let's not lose our cool, eh? Well, it's time for my dinner. I thought I'd have some female bacon slathered in Miracle Whip on a Kaiser with a side of poutine and wash it all down with a bottle of Molson Ice from the 2-4 I picked up at the beer store. For IWS, this has been Jamie with the Canada Report, eh?
Vous écoutez, je suis avec Stupide, sur les networks, BTR, eh?
That was awesome.
I'm more in love than I already was.
Yeah, I know it. Jamie rocked the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
When things start to get out of hand, you bring in the Canadians, they settle everything down.
Settle everything, that's right.
Yep.
Nice and calm.
That was lovely, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
A little Arcade Fire in the background.
Uh-huh. That was nice.
Wonderful. And thank you to Jamie for doing the Canada Report. There will be more Canada Reports.
There better be.
There will be more. So, you know, we like to keep up with things up there. And if there's anybody else out there in another foreign country that would like to do a foreign country report, let us know.
Yeah, they can get a hold of us at IWSradio.com. All our links are on there, our emails and Facebooks and Twitters and what have yous.
And what have yous.
I'll work that in for you, J-Man.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, we're not opposed to just simply sitting here and clicking play on national reports from all over the world for the whole show. I mean,
we could do a whole show and just press buttons.
And it could be the international hour.
You can leave the wrong button at the wrong time.
Well, yeah. The Sweden report. Hola. Well, sorry.
What?
Okay, this one's it. Bonjour. No, wait. Still need a Spanish-speaking person out there. Anyone speak Spanish, give me a holler. So, anyway.
Oh, speaking of Spanish people, it's National Hispanic Month, J-Man.
Oh, it is. Hispanic heritage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course we celebrated that with a little Sofia Vergara.
Yes.
On our photos that we were able to upload, and that's pretty exciting.
funny thing about these Hispanics, especially these Mexicans who become American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention any names.
No
one who's been on the show, probably.
No, but nobody who we've celebrated.
No, a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess he went to deliver ice the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And this place he was at, there was this retired guy working. And he mentioned to another guy that he was being inducted into the Radio Broadcasting Hall of Fame in Dayton, Ohio. And this guy who delivers ice wanted to tell him about you and I, but he didn't want to interrupt.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has no problem interrupting us.
No, not at all. And he has no trouble asking for a little reverb.
Yeah, asking for a little reverb for himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he just didn't want to interrupt. Was trying
didn't
to be
wanna,
polite, I guess.
Didn't want to rock the boat.
Mm-mm.
Didn't want to bother people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's where we stand with him.
Yeah, that would have been nice, you know. The guy being inducted into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame would have been a nice guest to have.
Yeah, but
have him check out the show.
This particular ice guy had to get home and I don't know, adjust his cameras or something.
That's right. Had to check the security cameras, see if anybody's sneaking across his property line.
That's right. Yeah, that's okay.
Do you know that a can of biscuits? serving size, two biscuits.
Well,
serving size sausage patties, one. Biscuits,
yes.
Two. What are you supposed to do here?
This is great. Oh, dig it. Shmoop's brother bought us a thing of right brand bacon. Awesome bacon. This thing's thick cut and everything.
Ooh.
Check the serving size, J-Man.
Oh, dear.
One pan-fried slice is the serving size for the bacon.
One whole pan-fried slice.
Yeah.
What if you bake it? Can you do two if you go to the oven?
Well, it doesn't say it now. I'm confused.
See, now what do you do?
I don't know.
I guess I'll just make the assumption that, you know, if you put it in the oven, you can have six.
Exactly.
Man.
This is a mess.
It's a complete mess. Corn on the cob, you know, the little corn, the half corn on the cobs, one little corn on the cob, they say, is one a serving. Who's going to do that?
An Ethiopian chicken, evidently.
I guess so. Van Camp's pork and baked beans, 3.5 servings per can. Are you kidding me?
Well, I got a can of tuna fish. It says 2 servings. It's like 5 ounces. What is this? What am I going to put it on a quarter of a tomato? But this chicken nuggets thing is really pissing me off. I told you I had chicken nuggets the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall?
I do recall. I believe it was four little nuggets.
Yeah, 4 nuggets. What the hell is Tyson doing to us?
I have no idea.
Well, we're going to find out if we can.
Thank you for calling Tyson Foods. Our office is closed at this time.
Yeah,
our regular business hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, Central Standard Time. For assistance after hours, please contact Tyson Security at 479-290-7397. Thank you again for calling Tyson Foods.
See?
No cooperation from anybody.
Did she say after hours 7397?
Yeah, that's security, though. That's not regular people. They won't they won't have a sense of humor. They will not have a sense of humor.
Well, let's find out whether they do or not. You're not going to mess with IWS Radio. We're fair and balanced, and we want the truth.
We can only take so much.
Exactly. And the studio audience just... Okay, and we're dialing. Here we go. These must be union security people.
Sorry.
Guy LaRue.
Is not available. Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Guy. Hi, Guy. We want to know, this is Matt and Jay with IWS Radio. How come you guys down in Springdale, Arkansas, on your big chicken plant, only allows four nuggets per serving? So if you could get back to us, that would be great at 661-244-9852. Once again, that's 661-244-9852. Thanks, Guy. Have a great day. Okay. Well,
I have a weird feeling that you called the wrong number.
Well, maybe I did. Anyway, we'll find out, I guess.
We'll see how that goes. And I just got a message from somebody.
Really?
Who wanted us to know that he's listening on one of his mobile devices. You know, your iPhones, your iPads, your Androids, or what have you. And he wanted us to know that the call to the FDA was an absolute classic. And he enjoyed that quite a bit. And that message came from...
Hello, my name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Everybody dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg, rock me, Jesse
Ferg.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg, rock me, Jesse
Ferg. Oh, yeah. Love the Fergmeister. And as you know, Jesse Ferg.
Pretty eventful show.
What's that?
This has been a pretty eventful show.
It has, and Jesse's from Marion, Ohio.
Yes.
Home of Wyandotte Snacks. If Jesse Ferg could pick up a bag of Wyandotte chips or pretzels or cheese puffs, he could call in at 661-244-9852 and tell us what the serving size is on those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be helpful. And probably outrageous.
Yeah, it would be.
What's for dinner tonight at Matt and Schmoop's Reheat Cafe?
We're reheating Raleigh's hamburgers.
There we go.
And fish sandwiches.
Yeah,
we're having surf and turf today. J-Man.
That really disturbs me, reheating a fish sandwich.
And these things are huge.
But you know what?
What?
You know what I think? What? I think after eating a reheated fish sandwich at the Matt and Schmoop Reheat Cafe, Rachel Ray would say,
"Mmm, oh yeah, mmm, 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 mmm,
ding, 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 ding,
yum! I love this stuff.
Mmm."
You know what's funny about you bringing up Rachel Ray, Jamin?
What's that?
Schmoop made this Italian beef and macaroni thing last week. And, well, she said she used the word stoop.
Oh, dear.
And I gave her a black eye. And, I, you know, I'm not prone to violence.
God.
And Schmoop, being a kind and understanding individual, realized why I did.
I thought maybe more likely, after you tried it, you went.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I kind of needed that.
That was really good, but she had to use the word stoop. So I felt bad about that. That's one of the sins I'm atoning for.
There you go. That's right. Yom Kippur is over, but we, through the power of IWS Radio, have extended it to 2 p.m. Eastern today. And people could call us up and do some atoning if they wanted to. And it'll count. We made sure.
Oh, yeah. You'll be right with the Lord.
That's
or
right.
If you're Jewish, Yahweh.
Yeah. Well, sadly, Jesse Ferg informs me that he does not have any Wyandotte snacks lying around, so.
Damn it.
He can't check on those serving sizes, but I'm sure they're outrageous. Something like 4 chips or 5 chips is probably a serving size.
Or on a bag of 2.5 ounce Mike Sells potato chips out of the Gym City in Dayton, Ohio. 17 chips.
Ooh.
You're allowed 17 chips per serving.
That's not bad.
And now, the studio audience, J-Man, has just brought me a 1 5/8 ounce bag of Funyuns. Well, that's okay. It passes the smell test. Serving per container, 1.
There we go. You can have the whole damn bag.
That's what she just said. She was walking away.
You know, again, talking about the making it confusing for people, 1 12-ounce can of Pepsi is 1 serving. But if you get a 20-ounce bottle, it says 2.5 servings. What's up with that?
That's not right.
They changed the serving size to 8 ounces then.
Hmm.
That's some bullshit right there.
These people are slicksters.
Oh, yeah. They.
Do we have Michelle Obama's number? We should call her.
That would be... Well, I tell you what, she's given up on the whole, childhood obesity thing. Now she's just like, could you at least just drink a glass of water every once in a while?
Work a
and
salad
of course,
into things.
And you know, she started the drink the H2O campaign on Thursday, and I noticed that Sarah Palin proudly tweeted this morning that she hasn't had a drop of water to drink for 3 days. So,
Sarah Palin ought to come with a serving size.
I could do with some smaller servings of Sarah Palin.
Yeah. But I'll tell you who likes to live big, J-Man.
Who's that?
Steffi Stonehenge.
Damn right.
I've been waiting for this all day. It's going to be
all
very
right.
Cathartic.
Living the good life with Stubby Stonehenge. Hello, listeners. IWS Radio's Health, Wealth,
and quality of life reporter, Stubby Stonehenge here. Now that both college and pro football are in full swing, chances are that at some point you'll be invited to a friend's house to watch the big game of the week. In order to make the most of this party invitation, the old Stubster here has some tips for you. When you get the call from Eddie and Lisa saying that they're having people over to their house to watch the Bears and Packers on Sunday, and they'd like you to come over, tell them you have a previous engagement, and while you appreciate the invite, you probably can't make it. However, come game day, buy yourself a six-pack, drink four of them, and then show up at their house midway through the third quarter with your six-pack that contains only two beers. And while feigning being out of breath, say to them, "Sorry, as I told you, I didn't think I could make it. I know I'm late and didn't have time to stop and get more beer, but I wanted to at least stop by and say hi, because you two and all you guys are such great friends. Eddie, Lisa, and the entire crew will be so impressed by your effort that after you down your two beers, they'll be offering you free beer well into the post-game shenanigans. And remember, Eddie and Lisa went to a lot of effort to supply wings, meatballs, chips, dip, chili. While those packages that those delights came in may have suggested a serving size, the platters and bowls that your hosts put them into do not. So, make sure you eat more than your fair share of everything, because that tells your hosts that they did a bang-up job in the kitchen. To eat less than that would be taken as an insult. One last thing. I don't care how big of a Notre Dame fan you are. Never take them and the points. The Irish could win 28 games in a row and still never cover the spread. That's it for now. But keep in mind, as always, oh, Jesus, if you're going to smoke, smoke light cigarettes. For IWS, this is Stubby Stonehenge. I'm living the good life.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
That old stubby.
I'm exhausted. I gotta quit the show right now. I'm exhausted. He's a trooper, though.
He hung in there.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that last bumper, you know, the I'm naked bumper.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has said to me, "Don't you get tired of that?"
Huh.
And I always say,
"Are you kidding?
Oh, no." Sometimes when you're gone, I just play it on a loop with my headset on.
Well, you know, I just lay there in bed at night with that. Just, mm-hmm. I'm naked. Out of my head.
I am Stubster.
All right.
Quality radio right there.
No, totally. Minnesota and Chicago tied at 7. San Diego and Philadelphia tied at 3.
Oh, that's exciting.
Titans and the Texans tied at 7.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
You know, Jay, you know what I got to do? And Stevie was going to mention this, but he got long-winded. Well, short long-winded. I got to figure out who I'm going to invite myself to the Super Bowl party this year.
Oh, that's right. You got to start working on that.
I do.
Coming up first weekend of February or whatever. You can't invite yourself over to the same place for Super Bowl.
Well,
every
no,
year,
because, well, no. No, I got to find a more fun house this year.
Okay. A little more action going on.
Exactly.
Tell them you'll bring Stubby with you.
And I wouldn't be lying.
Yeah, I would long about, you know, as the holidays get rolling along, I'd start mentioning, you know, hey, who's having a Super Bowl party this year?
Yeah, exactly, because when you get into the holidays, people's minds, you know, they go elsewhere and stuff. And
right. You keep them focused on the important things.
Exactly, as like having me over.
You might even whip up a casserole.
I'll leave it here, but yeah, I will.
and then take a 1.5 ounce bag of Funyuns.
And 2 beers with me.
Well, you know what? The serving size thing, that does change the whole getting invited to a party thing, as Stubby was kind of talking about. You can take one bag of Doritos and say, hey, 11 chips is a serving. There's plenty here for all 10 of us.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Well, you know what? Today kicks off another big commemorative week here in America.
What's that?
It's National Indoor Plant Week.
Oh, my God, it is, isn't it? And no,
do you have any?
We're not making this up.
No, we wouldn't. Again, we're fair and balanced, and we tell the truth here.
Just like Beasley said.
That's right.
We're straight shooters.
Yes, we are.
Look it up. Google it, people.
Yeah, and do you have any indoor plants?
No, because we get absolutely no sunshine in here.
Yeah. Same here. It's difficult.
I had a cactus once. It dried up.
turns out you do have to water it every once in a while, right?
You think I'm making a joke.
No. I believe you.
That's that big black cloud over my head, J-Man.
Well, I tell you what, I had a big old plant.
Really?
That I kept. I don't even remember. I don't even know what it was. Somebody sent it to me when my dad died, and I had it for like 5 years, and and it would it didn't really need much light or whatever, and every year it would bloom, and my allergies would go crazy, and and I thought,
did your bursitis act up too?
I thought maybe it needed a little bit extra sunlight, and it would really be pretty, and it died. turns out it didn't really need any extra sunlight.
Oh, God. That's a shame.
Very unfortunate. But I tell you what, we got somebody on the IWS staff who knows what he's doing when it comes to plants.
I think I know who it is.
That's Mr. Bobby Kraft.
The man.
Man, he's got a lot of hobbies. Hey everybody, Bobby Kraft here with Mild Cheddar for IWS Radio. Did you guys know that it's National Indoor Plant Week? Oh yeah, it is. And did you guys know that I have a green thumb? Oh yeah, I do. I have a pretty elaborate growing operation going on here inside my house. One time, the National Guard's infrared cameras on their helicopters targeted my house. And they sent the cops down to see what was going on because they picked up the heat from the growing lights. Well, it turns out they thought I was growing pot. Can you believe that? One of the cops was really disappointed to find out I only had herbs and flowers growing under those lights. Of course, another one asked if he could have a little oregano to put on his spaghetti when he got home. I was happy to do it. Anyway, all of my indoor plants are my friends, you know. I've got this awesome shamrock. I named him Seamus. He sits in the window. Every once in a while, I turn him around, so he has to stretch real hard in a different direction to get some sun. He's always like, "Hey, Bobby, thanks. I needed to move around a bit. I was getting kind of stiff." Seamus is pretty cool. Every once in a while, I share one of my Guinnesses with him. I have this big philodendron over here near the stairs, too. I named him George. But, you know, George is a bit of a perv. He got to growing and growing. He was just climbing right up the stairs. And then one morning I rolled over bed and I noticed him peeking inside my bedroom door. I said, "George, you pervy old plant, you. What do you think you're doing? You quit trying to take a little peek at my block of cheddar dangling around down here." I had to get me some shears and trim him back a bit. I felt bad about it and George begged me not to, but, you know, you just can't let a philodendron run wild like that. And you know, they'll take over the house if you let them. I have other plants, too. You know, I got aloe plants and some ferns and a peace lily. All of them are good friends and, well, good plants. But, you know, plants can help purify your home. It's true. It's true. I had a snake plant for a while, but he freaked me out. Every time I'd go by him, he'd go, "Sss," and he'd stick his tongue out at me like a snake. I don't like snakes, so I got rid of him. I got rid of the spider plant, too, because, man, I really don't like spiders. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to run down to the Home Depot and get me a rubber tree plant this afternoon. I've always wanted one of those. For IWS Radio, celebrating the National Indoor Plant Week, this has been Bobby Kraft. As always, bring in the cheese.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
There you go.
Is Bobby going to make tires out of the rubber tree plant?
I don't know what he's going to do with that thing. But, you know, he's got like an indoor rainforest going there at his house.
Yes, he does.
You know, when I was a kid, my grandmother did indoor plants through the wintertime, and she had the little purple light bulbs above them, you know, to keep them warm and ultraviolet light and stuff.
Exactly, very important.
Yeah, very important thing to do. And I'm not saying that that would work on a pot-growing operation. I just assume it would.
Marijuana plants need bright light. Not that ultraviolet stuff.
Hmm.
Not that I know that.
No, I've heard.
I've heard.
Well, that's when the National Guard likes to fly over people's home with the heat imaging radar, you know, and they see a house with a lot of heat coming from it, they send the cops.
Yeah.
So, that's always exciting.
It is.
And the SWAT team kick the door down, shoot a 107-year-old man like they did in Pine Bluff. You know, last week, after the show last week, I get an email from, "Hi, Mike," and it's including a link to that story about the teachers in Little Rock being required to wear underwear.
You mean
and I was
after
like,
the show he sent that?
After the show he sent it to me, and I said, you know, if you had been listening, you would know that we covered that already.
So we broke something first before Mike.
Yeah, he pretended that he had been under the weather for the weekend.
Of course.
A little behind, you know.
Yes.
Now these things happen.
Yes.
I can't wait till the show is over so I can download it and I can cut out that call to the FDA.
Why? It's classic.
Oh, no. Cut it and keep it. I'm going to upload that to YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding? That's our new open. Fuck that open, I mean.
And we have 26 minutes left. And J-Man, before we forget, because, you know, with such big stories going on, we cannot overlook one of America's hottest treasures.
Oh.
That being Heidi Montag.
Yes, it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah. Oh. And J-Man, very late, Buddy Acapella recorded a little song for
her. Oh, how sweet.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday, Heidi Montag. Yeah, baby. Happy birthday to you. Hey!
That was sweet. I told you I got a hold of him late. But being the professional he is.
He did it. He knocked it out.
He did.
Outstanding. Heidi Montag, 27 years old today.
Mm.
Her boobs are 6 years old. But she's 27.
But still looks fresh as a daisy.
Born the day she was born the year I graduated high school.
Oh, God. Isn't that sad?
But, you know, I like her for her. Her cheery personality.
And she's talented.
Oh, overflowing with talent.
I know. Yeah, but she's overflowing, all right.
Yeah, her bikini is overflowing, too. Anyway, I've been a big fan of Heidi since The Hills on MTV.
God. You know, that's not even believable.
When she was on The Hills. When she was
I know what you said.
Lauren Conrad and Kristen Cavallari, who just had Jake Cutler's Demon Spawn recently.
What's Kanye's think about Heidi Montag?
Same thing he thinks about IWS Radio.
IWS Radio
doesn't care about black people.
See?
Unbelievable.
God, why is he so filled with hate?
I don't know. I wonder what Obama thinks about.
He's a jackass.
Oh, And finally, Matt.
Yes.
In addition to being the kickoff to National Hispanic Heritage Month and National Potted Plant Week and Heidi Montag's birthday, it is National Farm Animal Week.
Awareness Week. Damn right it is.
In case you were not aware that there are farm animals out there. They are all over the place. Oh, yeah. You know, I think it'd be kind of fun to have a little hobby farm.
It would be fun.
Yeah. You know, you get up at the crack of dawn and go out there and slop the hogs. Maybe then go and play around with the goats. You know those goats, they're just like a Labrador retriever. I mean, they're just pets. You get them as babies.
Mm-hmm.
Pet them, scratch them behind the ears. Name them. Next thing you know, they'll just crawl up in your lap. Gentle, gentle creatures.
You know what you say to them afterwards?
And then, of course, you know, if you're going to have goats and sheep and what have you, you have to protect them from coyotes.
Yeah, always.
It is so freaking hot.
Oh, yeah. I kind of needed that.
Oh, God. Oh, I'll tell you what, J-Man. We do have an expert on this, and that would be Drive-By Mikey.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
He can lay out some farm sounds.
We're here with Drive-By Mikey. He's going to give you a lesson in how to tell the difference between sheep and goats.
This is your goat. Meh! This is your sheep. Meh! Meh! Can you tell the difference?
I don't know. Do it again.
Sheep. Meh! Sheep. Meh! 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 Goat.
What do they sound like in the wind?
All right.
I've been hornswoggled.
I was going to play that next. So here's the National Farm Animal Awareness Week. There you go.
Phone lines are still open.
At
if you want to call in, tell us who your favorite.
9852.
Come on, tell us who your favorite farm animal is. And
yeah. Well, you know, J-Man. Still a little distressed about the death of Gretchen Carlson.
Uh huh.
We haven't heard from Paul Pye yet.
Oh, my God.
See, you always forget him.
Well, no,
you told me
during show prep. Then during show prep that Paul Pye would take a week off.
Why, he couldn't. Because.
You set me up is what you did. You sandbagged
me.
No,
I didn't set you up. He couldn't take it. He's distraught about Gretchen Carlson.
Okay. Well, let's hear from him.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt. Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by Fox News Channel President Roger Ailes from his soon-to-be-released book, Innuendos and Short Skirts. Here is The Curvy Couch. Weekday mornings at 6 o'clock, freedom lives through the cable box. Patriotic people watching Fox and Friends, so they'll know what to think as their day begins. Brian, Steve, and Gretch sit upon the curvy couch as tears, shock, and outrage flow like coffee from their mouth. This journalistic trio provides you with news of how the left is destroying America all the while screwing you. Hard-hitting and sickening insight on President Obama. A story of persecution of a homeschooling mama. The condo association won't let a vet fly his flag. Victimization of Christians at the hands of Christ-hating fags. Right-thinking patriots can now begin their day, armed with the truth, the righteousness of the American way. Smiling at my office desk, I sit back and recline, knowing that lower IQs make for a higher bottom line. The Curvy Couch by Roger Ailes. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled,
you're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
He's going to miss her.
I know he is. I do.
Already, huh?
But I think she's going to prime time, so that should be good.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, you'll get a whole hour of her
by herself,
Monday through Friday.
You know, I don't know why she's doing this. This is scary. It should be scary for her, but evidently she's bold.
Yeah, strong, powerful woman. A feminist? No, probably not.
No. Stanford grad.
Right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Can't wait to not watch the show.
See, I still don't get that, and I mentioned that in the comment. I don't know why you don't watch Fox. It's funny.
It depends on your definition of funny.
That's funny.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Donald Trump is quite the comedian.
Yes, he is, and he's on there.
He tweeted this morning.
He's on there Tuesdays with Trump.
Well, he tweeted this morning, I would end Obamacare and come up with a plan that would be far better, much easier to understand, and cost less. See? It's all that simple, folks.
Man, that would be great. He should write the bill like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, guys, people think that this is, you know, hard work and complicated. Really, it's all very simple. You just come up with a better plan that costs less and works better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, it's not like Congress has ever had a chance to do that. They've been busy with other stuff.
Oh, I loved it this morning, too, J-Man. On Fox and Fred, and yesterday as well, they're having union people on.
Oh, God.
Who they've just run down the drain the last, I don't know how many years, but now they like them because they're against, not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough city. Just like they love Putin now, too.
Right, he's their boy again. Well, you know, Bush looked into Putin's soul.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's nothing more fun than watch Republicans line up to take sides against America. I love it. Well, great stuff. John McCain was on Meet the Press this week. I know that's a shocking development. John McCain to be on the Sunday shows.
Yeah, that's a,
but he's on there this morning. He's not a bit happy with this. The way the Syria thing is turning out. This whole not going to war thing is pissing him off.
Well, you know, I'm a little closer to McCain on this one.
My favorite people are the ones who are pissed off that we avoided military action, even though they wanted to avoid military action.
I'll tell you what, I listened to a replay of the Glenn Beck Week in Review yesterday, And this lady was saying, no, hell no, we shouldn't go to war in Syria. We shouldn't lob bombs. And Glenn Beck actually asked her. Now, okay, if George Bush was president, should we? Well, that's different.
It'd be someone I could trust.
Exactly. And she said, and it's funny you say that, because his heart is filled with God, and I give him a little more slack. Oh, boy.
See? No. That's why I don't watch and listen to these things.
All right, and then we got 10 minutes left in the show. Jamie, you should call in and say, thanks for having me on your show. I was great, wasn't I? And
we should
would
talk
say,
about
yes, that. You are.
Well, yes, you are. We could talk about the whole process of doing the Canada report.
Yes.
Yeah, like
and how maple syrup was involved.
That's right. Pouring maple syrup all over ourselves and get creative. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Was that Drew Peacock?
I don't know. He came through the studio real quick, and he was talking about maple syrup.
The studio audience is verklempt right now.
Well, even if Jamie doesn't want to join the conversation, we'll do our Jamie bumper music anyway.
289, you're with Stupid, and you are
hi, guys.
Jamie!
I wake up to my cats judging me. They stare blankly as if to say, is this what you had in mind for your life? If it is, you may want to consider sleeping pills or a tall bridge, because in our view, you're pathetic. Or they're hungry. And I waited gluttonously for Christ or some savior, other than cheap wine and chocolate. Turns out he's in a restroom off Highway 5, pulling splinters out of his hand so he can masturbate before his cheeseburger arrives.
Meet Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie is our favorite Canadian.
There, now you're fucked. I'm in good company when I'm with Stupid.
Yeah, I can see Jamie playing chess, and she moves her queen over two spots, and then she looks up and says, there, now you're fucked, instead of checkmate.
I can see that.
Yeah. In fact, I hope that's the way she would do it.
I would do it that way.
Oh, hell yes. If I ever got anybody in checkmate.
Actually, I would just say, boom! And we got 7 minutes left, and the studio audience just said,
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Which was hurtful, uh-huh. Jamie. Oh, Jamie, I have messages on Facebook.
Oh, dear, do you?
And it's nothing good. Back to you in the studio.
I thought maybe when you saw that you had messages, you were like,
surprise, surprise, surprise.
Unfortunately not.
Uh-huh. Or maybe if you ever put anybody in checkmate, you can say,
Shazam.
No, you know what I would actually say? Because I'm a kind-hearted guy, because I told you I was going to be nicer,
uh-huh.
I would say this.
Lemonade, lemonade, come and get your lemonade, 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 for sale. Lemonade, lemonade, come and get your lemonade, 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 for sale. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. And your opponent would say,
oh, good for you.
I was just going to play that. And then he'd be all mad and stuff, and I'd say,
lighten up, Francis.
Well, it's a shame that Jesse Ferg didn't come in the chat room, because we could have played this.
Hello. My name is Jesse.
We did play it.
My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
We danced to it.
We did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get down, baby.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg. Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg.
All right. Anybody, you played Matt Ryan on your fantasy team today. He's already thrown 3 touchdown passes.
You're kidding.
Oh, how about that? It's regular season. He tears it up in the regular season. But if he's your opponent's starting quarterback, every time he throws the ball, you say,
no, God, please, no, no, no.
Oh, speaking of quarterbacks, Arkansas quarterback got hurt midway through the first quarter yesterday on a non-contact play, as an Arkansas quarterback would. Just running into the end zone and kind of dove in and did a little somersault, and he walked around with his shoulder hanging really low the rest of the day.
Oh.
And, hell, I didn't even know who the backup was. Some guy, A.J. Derby is his name. And, I mean, they sent him out there, and it was just dive play after dive play after dive play. And I was like, man, you have got to let the kid throw the football sometime. And when they did, I was like, let's not do that again. It wasn't exactly accurate. Apparently it was a transfer.
Apparently.
And, anyway,
lucky there, J-Man.
Looky there.
Beverage Depot.
Bill, what are you doing?
Oh, just sitting here.
Really?
Enjoying the semi-cool weather.
Uh-huh. How's business?
Slow.
Is it?
I think they're all at home watching who knows what.
You mean porn?
Yeah, I'm bored.
No, I said, are they watching porn?
Oh, sports. Oh. Well, like I said, yeah, I'm bored.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Good job,
Bill. Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
That was great.
Maybe he's watching sports porn.
Well, that'd be kind of hot.
God, of course it would.
Hot, hot.
Oh, we don't have a song to end the show with, Jamie.
No, we don't. We forgot to do that.
Ah, damn it.
Shocking development. Could have ended with a little Old MacDonald.
Well, son of a gun. That sucks.
Yeah. So, we'll just end. We'll thank everybody for listening. And thanks to old Brown Beasley for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Always a pleasure.
He was wired, man.
He was?
He was fired up. And now he's trying to avoid getting stabbed on his way to the Oakland game.
On the BART.
On the BART. And of course, thanks to Jamie for the Canada report, eh?
Awesome. It was was awesome.
Listen to that a lot of times this week.
Yes. And thanks to all the guests for listening in.
Yeah. All right. Had a good time?
You sound like it.
And Yeah, that's great. All right. There we go. Bye, everybody.
All right. Thanks a lot. Catch you next weekend.